Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul. That's life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And in a little while, yep, we're opening the lines because Karen Anderson is back with me today, but not right away. But in a little while, a few minutes. So stand by for that. Karen Anderson, now she has been here before. She is the one that was launching her own radio show called Divine Journeys. Now, we had opened up the lines last time she was on. We had some pretty incredible calls. And what she does is work with the angels and healings and readings and stuff. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge of metaphysical brilliance. And we're here to talk about, I think, at the beginning anyway, we're going to talk more about this angel thing, get in a little more into that. So let's bring her on and start the fun. Karen Anderson, welcome to News for the Soul.
Thank you, Nicole. It's so wonderful to be here again.
It was a neat show that we did last time. We had some neat calls, and it was just a really cool energy. So, you know, I haven't done too many of these open line calls over the years, which is why it kind of goes nuts when I do. Finally, the lines are open. But, you know, we're sort of picky about the energy that we do that with, right? Because
it's
kind of overdone a lot. And But I'm so excited when I find people to work with in this way that, you know, we had a really neat show. Did you have yourself direct? We had good feedback here. Did you have good feedback there about it?
I certainly did. I had a couple of people that didn't call into the show but wrote me and said it was such a phenomenal show and they learned so much from other people's messages that I handed them and what you sharing as well back and that they took those as their own personal messages. It was really neat.
Mm-hmm. That often happens, you know, the people that get through, I mean, they're sort of speaking for thousands of others often, and we
That's
have...
That's very true.
It just all works out. It's very cool. So, neat. Okay, so before we do that and go into open lines, we were going to talk about the angel thing a little more. I know a lot of people have a challenge bending their brain around this, and, I mean, it's not everyone's kind of frame of reference for, you know, conscious living, you know?
Exactly.
There's so many sort of religious connotations attached to it and everything else. It really is a challenge for some people. So can we talk about that a little bit at the top here?
We sure can. For me, I was raised in a very traditional, conservative Mormon religion. And I... the angels are the angels talking to us. It was all about Elliot Christmas time, when the angels, you know, came about the birth of Christ and all this and that. And when I was small, I think I remember saying this on the last show, that I was very open, gifted to hear outside voices and to see angelic beings. Now, at the time, I didn't know they were angels because, of course, I wasn't being taught that growing up, but it felt so much like home to me, like they were my best friends, that I never even doubted it. I never even gave it a second thought. And as I got older and when I started to explain what these were, of course, it was, oh, no, that's not of God. That's not right. That's no. And plus, you're female, and only the men in the church were the ones to have this sort of gift. So I instantly shut it down because I thought I was doing something against God, basically. And what I had done, literally, was to cut my own self off to divine love, a section of me or a portion of me. So it took me many years, and I'm still on the journey back to make that pure, sweet connection that I had when I was a child. Angelic encounters are something that you cannot mistake for just a regular day in and day out moment. It's something that touches your heart so deeply that you feel so special, so treasured, so loved, so immediately embraced by something that's not of this earth. And it's a very familiar feel, like you've known this feeling for like a deja vu. And people who are non-believers, when they come into my office and they start making a connection to when they were small and how they had their own encounters, literally their own encounters they had forgotten about. Through whatever reason, they shut off, you know, they shut off that connection. They broke down in tears, but not of sadness, but of joy, like a reunion. The angels are an aspect of the divine creator or the heavenly father or the God, whatever you'd like to call, you know, the higher intelligence or the higher consciousness. And it's one aspect of the heavenly helpers. We also have ascend as masters such as Jesus and beloved Mary and Yogananda and Buddha, the ones that have walked the earth prior before us, who are masters in their own right of spirituality. And there's also the animal kingdom on the earth that are very angelic-like, and they're here to play a very key role, I would say, on that we're really all one, that there's no one anyone lesser on the food chain or the chain of life, if you will. And so there's many different ways to feel God or God's presence in your life, and the angels are just one of the aspects.
And so are you saying that whether we identify with it in that sense, that everyone has or has had a connection with that energy in some form in their life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say that, oh my gosh, a good percentage of people have had a moment where they cannot explain how this happened, how a certain earthly situation turned into that's no way possible to happen, like in the medical community, doctors and nurses. My mother was a nurse. She's now on the other side, but she was a nurse, and she'd come home sometimes as white as a ghost. You wouldn't believe what I saw today or what happened today. You know, amazing things have happened where only I can attest that, you know, Heavenly Moment had intervened. I feel that everyone upon the earth, every single person that walks this earth, is gifted and intuitive and can have those moments to share with an angel or with a spirit guide or an animal guide or a, like I said, an ascended master such as Jesus. It's just, are you open to it? Are you willing to expand your mind and just get into that feeling of imagination? When I was a small girl, I was part of a group called the International Children's Choir. And we were the original group that did a lot of touring and singing. And our signature song was Let There Be Peace on Earth. And It's a Small World. And when Mr. Walt Disney was opening up the ride, It's a Small World, he asked us to come and sing it and to lay down tracks in the actual ride at Disneyland and to share the feeling of that we're all one on earth, that all of our nationality, all people, all religions, all skin, all everything is one and we're bringing together. And when I met him, I instantly saw a master at hand who knew how to bring magic back on the earth, to fill hearts with wonder and joy and bring that childlike essence back on the earth. And that's what the angels are all about. They're all about magic and joy and childlike wonder and assistance at any time that you need something. And when I met him, he winked at me as if to tell me, I know who you are. It was really an amazing moment. I will never forget it. I was a small child, but I'll never forget it. And so he knew within his heart what energy or vibration to put upon the earth to people to feel joy, peace, happiness. You know, when you walk through Disneyland, it says the happiest place on earth. And it's very true. There's a very true feeling to that. So that's the same kind of energy with the angels. It's a very happy, peaceful, and anybody can have this kind of moment in time.
So was Walt Disney, he was an earthbound angel of sorts?
Earthbound angels? Are you asking me if there's humans that are angels on earth?
And if you think he was one of them?
I do. I believe that he was, first of all, a very evolved, mastered soul. When I was just 6 years old, that didn't make sense to me, but I knew without, you know, I knew it, but I couldn't explain it, and of course, I was only six in earth words. But today, looking back, yeah, I believe he was. I believe his energy, his magic, his wonder, his joy is still here upon the earth. That vibration has not left.
So are there people or angels in the sense that you're using the word that are earthbound?
Well, my feeling is this. There are many people upon the earth that are earth angels. They're very angelic-like. They're very much in service for the greater good of life. These are the people that would, at any moment you ask them to do anything, they say immediately yes. They'll do it without even you finishing the sentence, basically. They oftentimes will look like an angel, kind of a cherub. You know, the cherub face, the cherub sweet features, the childlike features, and they have sometimes, I've noticed, very high voices, like a small child. These people, I don't believe, are actual, in essence, creations like an angel. No, but they're very angelic-like. The spirit or the soul is their first priority or intention while they're here on earth, is to be of service in the greater cause. So that's a very angelic-like virtue, if you will.
Interesting. Well, I had to ask because I know that I've had moments where I've looked and you know, the odd interactions, the divine intervention almost nature of certain interactions with people that I've had where I just know that they're, you know, the connection between the two of us is from a very high place, and they were, it's almost like they were just placed there for that moment.
Oh, exactly. Oh, sure. There are angels that take on a physical body for the moment in time. Yes, that come in, and again, they're here for the assistance, say perhaps you've been in an accident and it was not your time to cross over. An angel will come to your aid and help you in whatever respect. I had a situation that happened to me when I went to see Dolores Cannon, who's a phenomenal past life regressionist, just an amazing woman. She's written a lot of books on Nostradamus, and an amazing, amazing woman. And I went to see her in the Ozarks of Arkansas, and I went to her place, basically, and it's up in the hills. And so it's a lot of country roads that, you know, and I'm a city girl, basically, so I was pretty lost. And it was raining, really thick rain, I couldn't even see in front of me. And I was going back to the airport to catch my flight, and it was 5 in the morning, Nicole, and so pitch black, raining like buckets. And I was just driving along thinking I knew my way back to the airport. And all of a sudden, I started to go down in the car, and water was coming up to the door. And I heard, back up, back up, back up, back up, very quickly, very fast. So I put in reverse, and I hit the gas, back it went, the car. Barely. It was like, you know, dying just about. The lights were about to go out of my car. And out of nowhere, this big truck, huge truck with the big beaming lights on, like on top of the, I don't even know what you call it. It's like a scaffolding thing on it. I don't know what to say. But it was beaming down, came out of nowhere. And said, "Where are you going, little lady?" And I said, "I'm going to the airport." They go, "Well, you're on the wrong road. Right in front of you is a creek, a river, and it's overflowed, and you don't want to go that way. You want to back up, you want to make a left, and you'll find the airport." And I said, I thanked him, and he said, "Just have a good day." And I backed up, it was seconds, like 20 seconds, maybe not even that, 15, 10 seconds, backed up. And I turned around to wave and thank him. The truck was gone.
God.
There was no truck there. So here you go. Here's a moment where I needed help. The angel showed up in this big truck. And I said, "My God, it must have been an angel. There's no other way to explain it." So there are moments like that that happen to everyone. And I bet you if each individual person took a moment to think, they would come across a time where they couldn't explain something away. It just wasn't something earthly.
Mm-hmm. Well, just when you're talking, I can think of a couple examples, too. So
oh, yeah.
It's interesting, you know, to hear people's stories out there. Now, it's always in times of, you know, pending danger you hear these stories. What about, like, how do you tap into this without being, you know, in a life and death situation?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you bet. So how do you do it, just on a normal day?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, intention. You know, what is your intention? Do you want to connect with your angels? Do you, you don't have to believe that they're real, but you have to have some sort of openness to experience it on some level. And, of course, love for yourself first. That's the most important key, that you always give love and send love to yourself, because angels vibrate at the highest form of love, and the more that you love you, the more that you will allow this love that they have for you and for themselves around you. It's all up to us. It's truly not whether the angels say, "Oh, I don't know if I'm going to talk to them today or not." They wait patiently, twiddling their thumbs, most of them, hoping for an opportunity to make their presence known. So going outside on nature walks, sitting down and just observing nature and just being in gratitude. Oftentimes people have said to me that they feel a presence next to them or around them, or they'll see something or they'll hear something because they were open to it. And the angelic kingdom and the nature, you know, nature kingdom, helped assist them to get to that point. In other words, to vibrate at a level, or to bring their conscious awareness up high enough to make a connection. Make a date with your angels. You know, just, I'm the type of person that says, you know, show me, prove it to me. I want to see it. Instead of just take something at face value, I really want to be proven things. So I challenge my angels all the time. And they never fail me. They always, you know, meet me 50 and then some percent. And they prove to me time and time again just how loved I am and how deserving I am of everything that I desire and that I need in my life. So to answer your question, it would be, first of all, to know that you have angels around you. You don't need to be a particular religion or a particular spiritual, you know, student. You, just breathing and being a creation of the Creator of all that there is more than enough. So knowing that you have these angels by your side, knowing that you're protected literally in all ways, you're provided for, to feel that confidence and to know that instantaneously brings you your angels to your side. Children are often a big, huge teacher of how open one should be to experience heaven. I mean, there's not a child that doesn't come through my offices that doesn't say, "Oh my God, look at all these angels in here!" And you know, they don't doubt it, they don't second guess it. They know what they see, they know what they feel. Do you understand what I mean? Kind of like that, where you get into that childlike no doubt. You know, you don't go into a doubt, and the more you don't doubt, the more you receive.
Interesting. Now, how does this tie into, like, the readings that you do for people with respect to angel energy?
Well, since everyone does have angels around them, when people come to my office or they come, they make an appointment with me on the phone, it's been a meeting set in heaven. And my angels and the angels of the person that's going to be working with me, in other words, they have coffee talk, if you will. They all come together and we all have a discussion about, you know, what's going on in this person's life, what's the hot topic, where's the area that needs to be worked on, where's the person working. I have seen, I've been on a walk before out in nature, walked by these two women who were talking and seen their angels visiting, or the two women were visiting. And as I walked by, the one angel said, "So how is she doing? Has she gotten that? Does she understand that yet?" And the other angel says, "No, not yet. We're still working on that, but I have hope that it'll happen." You know, they're having an ongoing dialogue, just like the women were having in a dialogue of, "Hey, how have you been? What have you been doing? You know, how's the kids?" Same thing. It was very interesting to watch that play out, the dynamic. And my girlfriend was with me, and she goes, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "No, did you see?" I said, "Yeah, did you see that?" She goes, "No, I didn't see it, but I heard a conversation separate than the ladies that were talking." It was really funny at first. You know, then it was just proof that such an amazing connection of communication goes on, even with the heavenly angels. So when people come to my office, I tap into or raise my vibration to the level of the angels or to the master guides that are around them, spirit guides, animal guides, deceased loved ones, and I receive messages for people. Everybody can do that, literally. It's whether or not it's your earth work. If it's not your earth work, then you won't have the desire to do so.
But it's not like, you know, you're the gifted guru or whatever. Everybody can.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, no. No, no. I learned so much from my own clients and other people, the readers, all the time. Oh, no, 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 no. In truth, no one really needs me. I only validate what they know in their own heart is truth, because angels are talking to you, the heavens are talking to you 24/7, 365, and you do listen to some degree. You get inspiration, you get hope, you get intuitive hits, you get a gut feeling, you see things, you hear things. Maybe you're not making that connection that it's heaven, but this is going on all day long for you. Definitely.
This is, you know, this is one of the things we focus on News for the Soul all the time, is trying to connect with your higher self or true self, or getting beyond that sort of 3D thinking conditioned mind, you know?
And right.
That's why I ask that, because it's so critical for people to wake up.
That's right. And I think that so many alarm clocks have gone off on so many people, and they are awakening to their true self, their higher self. And that part of them is the God self, that part that is God or is the creation, you know, that creative all that there is, the chip off the old divine spark, if you will, or the spark off the old divine spark. Mm-hmm. And so many people have not made that connection. And when they do, back to who they are in truth, I mean, light bulbs go off, you know. Ahas and a complete knowingness happens, and I love when it happens to people. I love it when they come in here in my office or when they are in workshops and they say that their own higher self is a voice they've heard all their life, or their angel's voice is a voice they've heard all their life.
Nice. Well,
they just didn't know that's what it was.
I'm curious, you know, if you ever do sort of check-ins for the bigger picture with the angels, and if they give you information as far as, like, you know, how we're doing collectively, where we're at, and the progress of waking up collectively.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of channeling, personal channeling myself, as far as, you know, subjects that are on the earth right now. And the angels always reassure me that there is far more light than there is darkness, far more love than there is fear upon the earth. And what we place focus on is what happens as far as collective consciousness. That's why I'm talking about people waking up to who they are in truth. They are not a human person just living here upon the earth. They're a spiritual being having those human experiences. And there is no right or wrong in truth. There's only experience. And what do you learn from it? Where do you grow from it? Has it progressed you forward, or has it kept you seemingly stuck? You know, so many people feel that right now a lot of my clients feel lost, like they really have no direction, like everything they ever believed in, thought about, and put faith in is shifting and changing. And I say this is a good thing, because the vibration of the earth is shifting and changing, and what served you prior doesn't vibrate where you are now. You're growing, you're expanding, nothing, energy never stands still. So we are energetic beings in truth. We are this harmonious, energetic, connected to everything, light source. As we raise our vibration, or the earth raises its vibration, sometimes you're forced to make changes, and you can feel a little bit lost at first. But everything, you know, the universe always seeks balance. So there will always be balance for everything upon the earth, everything. That's, you know, Mother Earth, the inhabitants upon the earth, you know, consciousness even. The one of the questions that I ask the angels often is about our natural resources. And one of the channelings that I had recently, they talked about in not too distant into the future, we will look to the sun for a lot of our natural source, our natural power, as an energy source, instead of depleting the earth of oil and other ways that we're doing it now. And when I've mentioned this to other, you know, other intuitives, they've said, oh, my God, I got that message, too, and I was afraid to say something. Because it just sounds so simple to use the sun. But in truth, life is very simple. We make it very complex with our own energetic ego, you know, interjections and fears and whatever separates you from a loving, light-filled, you know, experience.
Getting in our own way.
Huh?
Getting in our own way.
Oh, we do. Archangel Michael always tells me, Karen, get out of your own way. You know, you're blocking all of us. Get out of your own way. He's very direct, very loving, but very direct.
It's interesting that you mention that sort of upheaval energy. I mean, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, you know, very dramatically lately, that, you know, that change is happening big time. And
oh,
a lot of people are writing to us saying that.
Right. So I asked the angels, you know, how do you find peace in a chaotic world? And they said peace starts within the home, and they showed me a heart. So peace starts within your own heart. And as you feel peace, it radiates peace around you. So the environment around you, this is your home, your office, you know, everyone that you touch their lives, peace begins to be shared. So that's one of the things that I share with my clients about, you know, it starts in the hearth or in the home, and that's the heart of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and too, I mean, I just know that compared to all the other times I've felt this and then watched things shift into huge new levels, you know, every time
right.
you're really feeling it like that, you get to a point where you, yeah. Okay, here we are again. Buckle up.
Yeah.
So now you mentioned that you have to get your energy kind of up to vibrating and connecting in with the angel level or whatever. Are we able to do that with you and open the lines and take some calls?
You better believe it. That would be wonderful. I'd be honored to do so.
Okay, well, brace yourself.
Yeah. Watch what you ask for, right?
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give out the numbers, we're going to open the lines, and those of you who do get through, you can ask Karen Anderson and the angels what your hot topic is today, what your message is. If you have a specific question, go for it. This is the time. What do the angels have to say to you today? Okay, here's the numbers. Toll-free in the USA, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada only, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if none of those work for you, call the direct line, 530-876-3222. There we go. So the lines are open. Hello. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Brian from Indiana.
Hi, Brian from Indiana. Do you have a question for Karen Anderson and the Angels?
Yes, I do. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Brian. How are you today?
Pretty good. My question is,
I've been
opening up more and to receive angelic information, and whenever it comes through, I'm letting my heart just open, and I'm starting to see flashes of purple and blue, and I'm wondering, am I opening up more spiritually and psychically?
Well, first of all, yes, because your intention comes so much from the heart. You're
yes.
such a heart-centered soul, your angels are telling me. You're all about the heart. Does this make sense?
Yes, it is. A ball of love.
You're very compassionate. You're an empath. You are such a sensitive, loving person at the heart level. In other words, you love very greatly, and when you hurt very greatly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. And the purple and blue light, just to let you know, it's Archangel Michael. He's assisting you to feel protected while you open up, because he's showing me lifetimes prior where
yes.
you were very intuitive, very open, and some not-so-good things happened. It put you in some fear.
Yes.
Okay? Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it's making sense.
So he's saying he's calling you one of his very own. And he said, he's one of my very own, and I protect him, and I let him blossom like a flower under my protective, watchful eyes. So the more you connect and say, Michael, I see you. Michael, thank you for being with me.
Yes.
You're going to see more of him. You're going to hear him. You're going to feel him more around you.
That's probably
wow.
why he's not. That's probably why it's not like full-blown psychic ability, because he doesn't want to scare me. You know?
No, it's true. You know, and I feel like as a child you were very much open. And
yes,
I feel like you had a lot of visitors, let's put it that way.
Yes.
Deceased people, angels, I even feel ETs, beautiful, loving, other extraterrestrial from other universes came. And because you're so loving, you have such a huge heart, huge, huge, huge heart.
And I'm
very,
trying to get,
very
I'm
loving
trying,
soul.
Yes, I'm trying to get back to that state again where I can allow this to all to come in again. I want this so badly to see it again.
I know, and you're on your way. You're on your way. You're clearing emotions. You're clearing things that have blocked that
yes.
part of the natural state of who you are. Basically, you came in fully knowing. You were born knowing. We all are. And
yes.
as we age and grow and we pull in other people's perceptions or other people's vibrational ideas or have experiences that can frighten us, we tend to hold emotion around those types of experiences. And I totally understand. I had a huge opening, and it cleared a lot of emotion where I actually tried to protect my own self from not having everything expand, you know, bigger than
but
I could handle. And I think that's
yeah.
what Michael is doing for you.
Yes, and I want to thank Michael so much.
Oh, he loves you so very much. He says he loves your laughter. He loves when you laugh because you laugh from the depths of who you are, and it just bubbles up. You have a lot of joy in your heart.
Thank you.
But he's also telling me you have tears of a clown. Does that make sense?
Yes.
On the outside, you're happy, and on the inside, you can be very sad at times. Does this make
yes.
sense to you?
Yes, it does.
He's worried about that. He said because you hold a lot of emotion in, it's like, I have to be the strong one. I have to be the happy one. I have to be the one that keeps everybody up. Does this make sense?
Yes, it seems like I give more of myself than allowing myself to be happy inside deeply.
Mm. Right, right.
Emotion.
Well, he's telling me he's working with you at night on that because you're more receptive at night. We all are when
yes,
you know, our ego's asleep.
Yes.
You know, so there's no fighting or there's no, not fighting, but there's no, you know, blocking. Because the ego operates from fear.
Yes, the mind's
I'm sorry,
quiet.
Go ahead, Brian.
The mind's very quiet at the time in the dream state, and I can feel his presence.
Yes,
and I've seen him. Yes, I've seen him in the dreams.
Exactly, and he's been working with you a lot. He says he uses his sword of truth to cut through a lot of the emotions that you carry. It's not for just you. You
yes.
carry it for so many people. And he's saying you carry a lot of your mother's heart pain. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Or sorrow. Okay. He's
sorrow.
Helping you with that, too, because you love your mother so much and you would carry things for her. That's the kind of healer or the caliber of healer or compassionate empath that you are. So
yes,
he's helping you in your dream time or in your night time to clear it.
Yes, I feel that I'm kind of clairaudient a little and clairsentient.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel everyone's like an empath. I feel their emotions around me.
Yeah, you're very much an empath. You're very. What I would recommend to you is once in a while take a day off and just tell spirit or just tell the angels, I don't want to feel today. I just
okay.
want to be today. I want to, because you are always on. You're always
yes.
on. And so there's some days where it's just too much for your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional body. And
yes.
you will find yourself extremely, I want to say, like depressed or down, mm-hmm. and you don't know why. You can't really put put your finger on it, or you can't understand. You know, everything else is going, great. Why am I sad?
Yes.
So just kind of have a day off.
And one
do you understand
thing,
what I mean by that?
Yes. And one last thing I want to ask you. I've been having a lot of dreams of, celestial E.T. contact, a lot of from the Pleiadians.
E.T.?
Yes, Andromedan, E.T. and Sirians. And I feel them very vividly in my dreams. My dreams are so expansive, and I'm wondering, are they really contacting me?
They are. They definitely are. And I feel it's from the planet that you're from or the star system you're from. And they're telling me you're a healer. You're a natural hands-on healer. Do your hands get hot?
Yes, they do. They vibrate and they feel very warm.
Right, and they vibrate like you wouldn't believe. When that happens, it's like the Creator, you know, is saying, put your hands upon your own heart or put your hands upon someone's shoulder. You'll know. You'll be guided. You are going into a new phase is what your angels and the ETs are saying, energetic healing work. Whatever you feel guided to, please just go with it. Don't even second guess it. You're going to be amazed, absolutely amazed how easy it's going to be for you.
Yes, so working with the heart and being open and calling on the angels, I should be okay then.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And I'm telling you, you have a lot of ETs around you. And ETs are, they help people who are Reiki masters, you know, energetic healers, people who are vibrational healers, music healers, sound healers.
Yes.
They really help because it's a universal contribution. Whatever the earth vibrates at, it really reverberates through all the universes.
Wow,
so
very
of course
open.
Other galaxies and universes want us to help us.
Yes, I'm very open to that.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
I'm very open.
You're absolutely amazing healer, and it's an honor to meet you. Absolute honor to meet you, dear Karen.
And God bless. And thank
you're
you
welcome.
Nicole.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you, sweetheart.
You too. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for calling in, and all the best with all of that. You know, it's interesting, Karen, that he mentioned dreams, too, in the end there. Because it was one of the things I was going to bring up on the show. I have been, and I know a lot of people I know, have been having the weirdest dreams lately. Wake up and you're exhausted because you've been working all night on something or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really odd kind of, you know, I haven't been able to remember too much about what's going on or what I'm working on, but, man, it's been busy. Any insights into that?
The first thing I heard for you is that you're working on some high-level informational and high-level, like I want to say, universal information because you broadcast out into the world. And if you knew consciously everything, it would consume your day, and you wouldn't focus on the moment or what you're doing in an earthly sense. Does that make sense?
And it would probably completely freak me out.
Yeah, it probably would. And again, like I said to Brian, you might want to ask your guidance, you know, group and your team, give me a night off. I want no dreams. I just want to sleep. I want to be human tonight. Because most of us lift up out of our bodies and go do healing work or go to class on the other side or, you know, visit. And so you can come back exhausted. You really can. You know, you sleep 8 hours, you wake up, I'm tired. How's that possible? Because you've not, you know, the energy's still moving.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you something else about the dream thing, but I think we've got a caller on the line, so we'll move forward.
Okay.
Just remind me on the next little interval there. So who's on the line?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Yes.
Who are
Hi.
You and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts. I'm a little confused because I thought I was calling for the news for the soul.
Yes, this is News for the Soul. I'm Nicole, and we've got Karen Anderson on the line. She's connecting in with messages from angels.
Okay. All right.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name, hon?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your name?
My name is France Hetty.
I can barely hear her, Nicole. It's like...
It sounds very muffled. I don't know if you can get closer to your phone or if we're having... We've had some weird line noise in the last show, so hopefully that's not starting.
yeah,
if you can get real close to your phone. And
yeah, I barely hear her.
My name is Fran Petty. Can you hear me now?
Your first name is Fran?
Fran, like the country?
Okay, France, okay. And are you in the Boston area?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you in the Boston area?
No, I'm not, but I'm near my computer. Does that interfere?
Okay. No, because they just showed me the city of Boston.
No, I'm not near the Bath area.
Okay.
Did you have a specific question for...
I wanted to know if there could be some guidance for me as to what the best way for me to go forward with the kind of work I'm doing right now. Which is I'm teaching children, and I don't know if there should be a change in directions for me and what the message might be for me at this moment.
Well, the first thing I got for you is to explore your options as far as teaching. Do you know if there's any other positions open? Perhaps in the district or at another area?
I'm sorry, I did not quite hear what you said.
Yeah, this is a really bad connection. Basically, what I'm hearing for you is to explore your options. The job that you're in right now, or the actual school that you're in right now, it's like time for you to move on. Does that make sense to you?
I cannot hear you very well, so...
She's
saying to explore some options, but then I did not hear it.
Is you can tune in on the web and listen later on newsforthesoul.com. And in the meantime, you could also try to call back in. There's something wrong with the line. There's like an echo or something.
Yeah, there's an echo. Plus, if you have, are you listening to the show on your computer?
I was listening to the show, and then I tried
to... Yeah, you might want to turn that down or turn it off.
You want me to turn that off?
It might help. Let's see.
Okay, hold on.
Let's turn it off. We'll talk amongst ourselves here.
Okay, I think I might.
I feel like I was in
off.
A tunnel.
I think so.
Are you there, Paris?
I'm here.
Or France? Paris, yeah. France?
Yes. Okay, is that better?
I can still barely hear her.
Okay.
You know what? If you could call back, try to call back, and that might help.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So
just like a feedback. It's very hard to hear her.
Oh, you know, I got to tell you, compared to our last show, that we're doing excellent. We had meetings with Carrie about 3 days ago, and all heck was breaking loose. We were literally we had to recall in to the station over and over and over.
Really? Oh, my.
But we had so much energy going on, and I went to produce the audio. You guys listening, you can hear on newsforthesoul.com if you go there. You can hear literally the energy on the line crackling. It is surreal.
So, a lot of energy.
This is fine. We're good with this.
Yeah.
I think we've got another caller on. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
Canada.
Great, Canada. I heard that part.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know what?
What's your name, hon?
Sue.
Hi, Sue. Welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a particular question? Or?
Not really. I just wanted to see if my angels had any specific messages for me for what's going on in my life right now.
Okay.
The first thing I heard is you have an angel by the name of Cecilia. She has the most beautiful strawberry blonde hair I think I've ever seen. But, you know, that's a heavenly color that she has on her hair. It's not something we'd have here. And she has been assisting you with she's talking about traveling. Are you doing any traveling this summer, or have you been doing any traveling?
I went on a camping trip last weekend.
Okay, because she's talking about traveling. She's also talking about there's a great need for you to work out more, either exercise, traditional exercise, or she's offering yoga, because you have a tendency to hold a lot in your solar plexus or your stomach area. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
She's saying that's a lot of pent-up energy, creative energy, that creates anxiety in you. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. She says exercise, preferably something that you enjoy doing, not feeling like you know, the treadmill or something that you have to do. Something you enjoy doing, you know, maybe a dance class, perhaps, or a belly dancing class. That'd be very good for the lower chakras. A yoga class to open up all your energy centers so that your creativity, it's about to peak. It's about to come to like into fruition, everything that you've been planting, all the seeds you've been planting, about to come to the surface. Maybe that's what the traveling is. Maybe what you're going to be doing will take you travel. You'll be doing some traveling.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
Well, I hope you're right, because I was diagnosed with breast cancer, so I'm hoping that I'm not going to be on. Have to take chemotherapy and be sick for a long time. So.
No, she says, she's telling me right now that you don't believe that you have to have this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And to find creative ways perhaps in your traveling to find the right quote-unquote cure for you, that no one, no one has to pass over, die, or whatever from anything on this earth. There are people that have been in my office who came in with all kinds of diseases and now are fully living a life free of it, completely. One was lung cancer, and he was on his deathbed. He chose to live.
I believe.
And he said, I'm going to find whatever it takes. He did.
But
and
in
that's
Canada,
the kind of energy I feel that you have. I'm sorry, go ahead.
In Canada, they...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same where you are, but, you know, they want me to take chemo. I don't want to take it. And, you know, then everybody thinks
I'm feeling... What I'm hearing from your beautiful angel, Cecilia, you have a happily ever after, do you? And whatever it takes for you to get to that is what your soul is going to do. So if you feel within your heart, do not do this form of treatment, then do it.
Okay.
If you feel that it's something you need to do plus alternative things, then do that. You are an amazing, creative person. And I believe that, did your mother have breast cancer or someone in your mother's side of the family have breast cancer who's on the other side?
Nope. No one.
Okay. Hang on a minute. What I'm hearing is, do you have a great aunt? And let's just back this up. Do you have an aunt? This will be your mother's sister on the other side.
Yes, I do.
She's the one speaking right now. She's saying, I want you to dig in your heels. I want you to just, you know, she's showing me actually like a badger, the animal badger. I mean, when they bite down on something, they hang on until it's completed. So, you know, when you go out in nature here and there is a view, you wear sticks in your pants because if they bite down on your leg, they'll hold on until they hear a snap. So the same kind of idea is what your aunt is saying. Dig in and see this through the completion how you want it to be. She's one of your biggest cheerleaders, one of your biggest guides right now. What is her name, sweetie?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Well,
did she go by Liz?
Her. She was my
yes.
sister.
Did she go by Liz?
No, she went by Betty.
Okay. Hang on a minute. She's saying you're a very strong person. And you need to lighten up a bit. You have a tendency to, I'm talking about with the stomach too, to, of course, you know, breast cancer, you're going to worry, but spend energy more than you need to. So she's saying lighten up a bit. This is a journey for you to learn about awareness, self-awareness. What got you into this, you can get yourself out of, just backing yourself out of.
I truly
because
do
no
believe
one,
that.
No one needs to leave this earth unless they're ready. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I truly do believe what you're telling me. I guess I just needed to hear it again. You're not you know what I mean?
Go ahead, honey.
You're not telling me
in the very beginning.
Know.
In the very exactly.
Yeah,
we've talked about this, Nicole and I talked about this, that people come to me and I only validate what they already know. Your aunt is also saying, Betty's saying, keep your eye on the target. Do not waver. Do not remove. It's a priority for you to find whatever works for you to bring your body back in harmony. I would highly recommend that you read any Abraham Hicks books.
I already have.
Perhaps
I read them all.
Just read them until you get into that vibration. They're also showing me water bottles. You know how they have the labels for water bottles? They have a kit now for healing, sacred healing. And these self-adhesive labels they put on water bottles, on their food, what have you. It has a vibration to heal the body within. It's because it's emotion. What you're carrying within you is emotion that's not vibrating with peace right now. Okay? It's vibrating with fear. So if you just shift and change that, it starts literally by our own thoughts. And I'm also hearing for you, start doing some goddess work on you, the feminine sacred you. You've ignored that. Does that make sense to you?
No, I'm not sure what you mean.
honor the feminine energy that you are. In other words, really honor your body, your and all the feminine aspects of yourself. Okay. A lot of women who walk the earth right now don't tend to them, to their self, in their feminine way. In other words, dress beautiful. Do things for you. Nurture yourself. Take care of yourself as you would someone else. If it means that, you know, you buy yourself a beautiful scarf that makes you feel and look pretty, then so be it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
They're talking about the sacred feminine, and I feel like it's your mother's side of the family. For years, that's been denied. It's like we had no time to do that. We had to get to work.
True.
We had to be the workers in the family. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very much.
Yeah, so
there's somebody,
so your aunt is saying, sweetheart, focus on, you know, yourself as a feminine, beautiful woman. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
May I ask another question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's somebody from my past that seems to be surfacing right now. And I don't know.
Well, usually when someone surfaces from the past, you have unfinished business. Who is this person?
I don't want to say the name. It's a man.
You don't need to say. Okay, that's all I needed to know. Okay, there's unfinished business with this person, literally. And it's part of the healing, part of your healing process. He's part of the reason there's disharmony in your body.
Okay.
Okay?
So
what I would recommend that you do is a couple of things.
Okay.
Write a letter. Do not mail it to the man. Write a letter of everything that you feel that you did not get to say, anything you didn't get to share, or any kind of emotion you have in your body towards this person.
Mm-hmm.
Write it in a letter. Then I want you to burn it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That begins the transitioning, the literally transforming the energy, transitioning into a different vibration. You're holding in your body. I feel there's a lot of hurt, and I want to say the word betrayal.
Yes.
In this situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Well, your body's still holding it, sweetheart, okay?
But he seems to be turning around now and surfacing everywhere, and I don't know
he
what
is.
To do.
Well, I mean, the angels are saying pay attention, because this is an opportunity for you to heal an aspect of your life that was left with unfinished business and undone.
Okay.
Yeah. It's part of your healing for healing you, the whole you, the divine you. Okay? Sue, let me just say this. I feel like you gave a lot of your power away to this man.
Yes.
So you want to pull that back. And how you do that? Writing a letter, letting it go, good boundaries.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. And let me know how you're doing. Either write the show or write my personal, my website, and let me know how you're doing.
I definitely
and
will
also
do that.
Sue, if you could send me an email, this is Nicole now, at nicole@newsforthesoul.com. I have some programs and things in Canada that I want to recommend for you.
Sure.
Oh, wonderful.
I will do
wonderful.
That.
Wonderful. Thank you, Nicole.
Good. So, and just put in the subject line, it's Sue, the last caller on the show or something. So
it's Sue, the last caller.
I'll just email it's easy to get there.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some good stuff to send you. So
I'd love to. Thank you both so very much.
Well,
you're
you.
Very welcome, sweetheart. God bless you. And your aunt says that she sends love to your mother.
I'll tell her that. Thank you.
All right, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we are... Believe it or not, already there.
Wow, it goes by in a heartbeat, doesn't it?
Literally a heartbeat. You know, that's an appropriate description.
Yeah.
So it was another eventful show, though, and always fun. Now, let's remind everybody about your show. Divine.
Yeah.
When are you on?
I am on every Monday between 1 to 2 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. And it's www.contacttalkradio. It's all one word, contacttalkradio.com. And under the programs, you want to look on Mondays for Divine Journeys with Karen Anderson. And tune in. We have amazing shows. Next week, actually, I will be doing angel readings and bringing channeled messages that I've had personally, like I mentioned earlier on the show. sharing them with the listening audience and taking people's calls. So please tune in if you feel guided to.
All right. And there you go, divinejourneys.com.
.net.
Yeah, I'll see the pause.
It's okay.
You were trying to tell me something there, and I wasn't listening. DivineJourneys.net. That's where you go in the meantime. And good news, we're actually syndicating, going on new radio stations and all kinds of things as we speak. And we'll also be joining you over on Contact Radio. We're going to start on August 6th. We'll be live down there in Seattle with Carrie O'Connor in the studio. Lots more details about that. You can go to newsforthesoul.com, and you can go there anytime to hear any of our shows, including this one, especially if you were a caller on the show. It's always good to kind of revisit your readings, you know. So there you go, newsforthesoul.com. And our next show, I want you guys to email me questions for Dr. Joe Vitale and Dr. Hugh Lynn about the secret in real life, how to make that work, and Ho'oponopono, how the heck do we get that working for us? So questions for them, I'm going to ask them on August 1st when I'm recording with them. So do that. Go to newsforthesoul.com, send me an email with your questions, and we'll see you all later. Thank you, Karen, for being here today.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's always such a pleasure.
Absolutely a party. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time.